WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 71 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. For the first time, there are more than 100,000 registered voters in Brazos County.
Voter registration is really crazy right now.
Brazos County's new elections administrator, Trudy Hancock, says that's an increase of more than 10% since the last presidential election.
The deadline to register or make any changes or updates to your registration is October the 11th.
Early voting starts October 24th at any of five voting centers in Brazos County. Online records at the Brazos County Jail indicate a fugitive wanted by Bryan police has been caught. 23-year-old Keosha Burleson was booked on charges of dragging an officer while she was driving out of the parking lot of the Westside Walmart about 6 weeks ago. The officer received hospital treatment for his injuries. Burleson was also arrested for leaving two unattended children in her car. Bonds have been set at $100,000. Bryan police respond to two more armed robberies at convenience stores. Investigators say no one was hurt, and they don't believe the same suspects were involved in Wednesday's holdups at Palisoda Grocery and Sodalax Grocery. This makes seven armed robberies at Bryan convenience stores in the last 5 weeks. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. A Bryan man is headed to prison for what he says was the accidental shooting death of a friend 2 years ago.
20-year-old Robert Reed was sentenced to 7 years for criminally negligent homicide. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, Terrell Wilson was killed in July 2014 after he and Reed were playing with handguns they had purchased off the street when Reed's gun discharged. The punishment also covers Reed's arrest last October when he was assaulted and took a weapon from an officer following two disturbances when, according to police, he was under the influence of narcotic drugs. The first disturbance was in front of the Brazos County Administration Building along Texas Avenue when he was shouting to motorists he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. The second disturbance was in an emergency room where Reed was shot with a stun gun. A Madisonville man admits to causing multiple injuries to his wife and Bryan last year. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office credits emergency room nurses at College Station Medical Center for notifying police and the victim's mother, who took her daughter to the ER after the victim told her she could not breathe after she was attacked. 28-year-old Jackie Morning entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 4 years in prison for family violence assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A generic emergency text message meant only for students at one Houston Community College campus went nationwide. Some students at Blinn College's Brenham campus were told by college and city police that there was no emergency. Spokesman Richard Bray says Blinn alerts give more specific information.
First of all, that it's a message from Blinn College, and as much as possible, we want to be very specific about what the emergency is, what buildings.
Blinn officials have been in contact with their service provider, which is the same one that handled the original text, to resolve the issue. Bray was not aware of the text being received by any of the 12,000 students on Blinn's largest campus in Bryan. And in high school football tonight, A&M Consolidated travels 4 miles down the road to College Station High. It's the Tigers and the Cougars. Pregame starts at 7 with kickoff at 7:30. You can hear the Consol broadcast here on WTAW. News time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 71 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Step back in time as you view an award-winning display of operational military vehicles and artillery at Tires, Tracks, and Tents, Saturday, October 15th. See World War II cars, tanks and half-tracks, Vietnam PBR, Cobra helicopters, and more. Explore narrated World War II living history camps, historic small arms weapons displays, and a Huey helicopter ride for an additional cost. Gates open at 10. It's the Tires, Tracks, and Tents Rally, Saturday, October 15th at the Museum for the American GI, just south of town off Highway 6. Click AmericanGIMuseum.org for more info.
Good morning. Climbing towards 610. It's time to check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90. And tonight generally clear with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds, high temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, Temperatures then around 82 to 86. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it's Friday, so Zach Taylor has your Aggie and high school football report. We'll take a look at how Hurricane Matthew will affect teams elsewhere in the SEC. The Rangers fell to the Blue Jays in Game 1 of the American League Division Series, and in the NFL, the Cardinals took down the 49ers in Thursday Night Football. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, fog's denser than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, early in the morning, it hadn't quite descended down to the earth. It wasn't until later on that he, you know, laid down on the earth. But it's out there right now.
So. Yeah, it was pretty tough even at, you know, 4:30 this morning.
Yep.
So so just kind of plan for that. And so I'm glad we had like 30% chance of showers yesterday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
What? How did that happen?
Torrential downpour.
A lot of 30. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but you know, south of town, it didn't happen as much, but.
Okay.
But it was, I mean, it was kind of showery all afternoon in Bryan.
I was Southwest Parkway, and it was pouring.
Okay.
Yeah, I was over Copperfield, and it was also pouring.
Well, right about, and that's it. Yeah, I was in downtown, and right about quitting time. I mean, mm-hmm. Going 20 miles an hour on the freeway.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we'll see what happens. No mention of rain today in the forecast, and I'm just waiting on the winds to get around to the north. They'll do that supposedly later on this morning, and that'll change the feel of it because it was pretty muggy last night, and it's a little bit muggy now. The temp's okay.
Yeah, we've got visitors from up north in this weekend, and so they were driving in from Houston, and they said, well, maybe the rain cooled things off.
Yeah.
And we
that's
just laughed.
Funny. Yeah, that is. That's so humorous. All right, so later on this morning, three words. Clowns' lives matter.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, we're going there.
Stop.
I know.
Didn't you hear my bit of info yesterday?
Yeah, I know. All right. So neighborhood protests happen. It can be protesting low-income housing. Others would take offense at transit projects that are going to happen or bike trails. But in Brentwood, Alberta, Canada, well, some residents are unhappy about new trees. See, I mean, you can find people are going to bitch about anything.
That's true.
City wants to plant 15 new trees in a small nameless park surrounded by houses. But its efforts were stopped by some unexpected resistance. After getting only 8 of the trees in the ground, Ellen Burgess has been going door to door in the area because she thinks more trees could mean more crime.
What?
Yeah.
Ellen's crazy.
I could see more trees, more bugs. But
here's the deal. Here's the deal is if you give people more places to hide, more naughty things will be done. That's what she says. And on top of that, she's worried about, and aren't we all, urban campers.
Well, yeah.
Urban campers.
Always looking out for them.
And car prowlers.
Does she really think people are hiding behind trees like this is like some sort of silent movie or something?
Well,
like and
newly
out?
Planted trees can't be that large yet.
Very true.
So Ellen's going to be long gone by the time these trees become so large that someone can actually hide in them or behind them.
Very skinny criminals.
Very.
Killer squirrels.
Oh,
could
yeah.
be that. Yeah. She says she's frustrated because she wasn't consulted by the city.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
That's what it is. Ellen's just, you know.
I was out of the loop.
She feels out of the loop.
Yeah.
Well, I'm left out here.
Why would you kill me?
Thanks,
well,
guys.
Well, we thought when you saw the trees being planted, you'd have a clue.
Yeah. And for some reason, of course, people just, there's some of them just go through life looking for a reason to be upset.
That's true.
That's her. She's our girl.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, there you go. It's October the 7th, day 281. Got 85 to go. Now, today, Chelsea says it's Random Acts of Poetry Day.
Oh, okay. Maybe so, I was a day early.
That's all right. There's no reason to. Oh, but today's Frappy Day.
Frappy?
Is that what it's called?
I think you mean frappe.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Oh,
yeah.
That too.
But I like frappy better,
yeah,
honestly.
It's okay. Just go into the green place and say, give me a big frappy.
see what they do.
They'll know what you mean.
Yeah, they would. It's Bald and Free Day, so if you are, you should. It's a Bathtub Day. Everybody probably ought to have one. It is National Denim Day. So you know, do some denim if you want to. And World Smile Day.
Oh.
Yeah. And some birthdays.
I like the fact that it's Bald and Free Day because that's me. Friday birthdays. Now, I didn't know these guys were twins, but Sean and Aaron Ashmore are 37. Sean played Iceman in the X-Men movies.
Oh, okay.
And things like that. And Aaron apparently is in Sci-Fi's Killjoys, and he played Jimmy Olsen in Smallville.
And not as cool as his brother.
Not nearly as cool as his brother. Yeah, he was on a TV superhero
thing. That's nothing.
Former American Idol Taylor Hicks is 40.
Yeah.
He was the guy they gave it to because he was older, I think. You know, they were kind of trying to diversify things.
I remember him.
He had the salt and pepper hair, you know.
Yeah, and he still wore leather pants.
Yeah, and then he did that Ford commercial for like 3 months afterwards. I just got sick and started throwing stuff at the TV.
He went the way of Ruben Studdard and just kind of never did anything.
Nope.
Speaking of American Idol, Simon Cowell, 57.
Oh,
today.
He's rich.
He's very rich. Yeah. Tom York is 48 from Radiohead. I like Radiohead. It's good music. Tony Braxton, 49, also good music there. Really intelligently good music. Yo-Yo Ma is 61.
Been here.
Yeah, indeed. Let's see. Vladimir Putin.
Pootie Poot.
Is 64.
Donald's throwing him a party.
Yeah. Right. He's a peacemaker. I don't know if you heard about that. Big sign in New York. Yeah, we'll talk about that later on.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. Johnny the Cougar Mellencamp.
Uh-oh.
He dropped the cougar at one point in his life, but he is 65 today. Kevin Godley is 71 from Godley and Cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that band, but Oliver North. Old Ollie North, 73 today.
73.
Yeah. He looks good for 73.
Okay. Hadn't seen him in a while, but there you are.
Joy Behar is 74 from The View.
Uh-huh.
And Desmond Tutu is 85.
Tutu.
And happy birthday to my dad today.
Happy birthday.
Had to throw that one
Chelsea's
in there.
Dad.
Yeah.
It's also R.L. Stein's birthday. Goosebumps. You
ooh,
know Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Cool. I had that on there. I think it's for tomorrow.
Oh, well, we can celebrate it twice. It's
all right. That works for me.
Saturday is American Touch Tag Day. You probably ought to tell people ahead of time.
I think so.
You know, I mean, if they want to play, that's fine, but let them know. National Motorcycle Ride Day.
Okay,
and got some birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Angus T. Jones is 23. He was the half man on Two and a Half Men.
Oh, yeah.
He was the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got religion and denounced the show.
He did.
Yeah. But then he returned for the finale.
Well, so he kept the money.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Molly Quinn is 23. That's Nathan Fillion's daughter, Alexis, on Castle.
All right.
Bruno Mars, 31 today.
Oh, cool.
Saturday.
Very
rather.
Talented.
Had a hit or two.
Nick Cannon, who hosts America's Got Talent.
Not very talented.
Not very talented himself. Those who can't host, I guess, is 36. Let's see. Kristanna Loken is 37. She was from Terminator 3. She was the weird multi-different type of android-type thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she hasn't really done much else since then. Sun Yi, 43. That's Woody Allen's daughter, stepdaughter turned wife.
Oh, that whole thing. Yeah, that's a little weird.
Matt Damon is 46.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon. That's from Team America World Police.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy Davies is 47 from Justified and Lost.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Daryl Hammond is 61.
Oh, Saturday Night Live, dude.
From Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Robert Cool Bell from Cool and the Gang, 66 on Saturday.
Sure.
Sigourney Weaver, 67.
Oh, Alien.
Yeah. And Susan Ray is 72, country singer and regular on Hee Haw. And Chevy Chase is 73.
Wow.
See, I have R.L. Stein is 73
good.
Tomorrow.
That'd be all right, too. That's okay.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is 75 tomorrow. Paul Hogan, 77.
Oh,
and
my.
Is it Rona Barrett?
Rona Barrett, yeah.
Is 80.
One of the first gossip people
on
TV. Now, also tomorrow starts Cephalopod Awareness. Cephalopod awareness.
Cephalopod.
Yep. So tomorrow is Octopus Day.
Huh. Ah.
Okay. But then on the 9th, it's Nautilus Night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the 10th, it's Squid and Cuttlefish Day.
Oh, of course.
So you got all of those going on. So it's okay. A ginormous weekend because International Cephalopod Awareness Day is getting kicked off.
And excellent.
So, you know, go ahead and
celebrate as you wish.
Be a part of that if you want to. Sunday, Curious Events Day and Beer and Pizza Day.
All right.
Nice.
One's not the same without the other. And birthdays.
Birthdays we got now. I don't usually do people who've passed away, but John Lennon. Would have been 76. And that's,
what do you know?
That's interesting because Sean Lennon, his son, was also born the same day, and he'll be 41 on Sunday.
Sure enough.
Scotty McCreery, another American Idol.
Oh, they're everywhere.
23. Yeah. Zachary Ty Bryan is 35. He was the oldest son on Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Routh is 37. He was Superman in the Superman Returns movie, the one that didn't do quite so well back in 2006, I believe it was. But now he plays the Atom on Arrow, and he's pretty good.
All right.
Chris O'Dowd is 37. That was Kristen Wiig's boyfriend in Bridesmaids, the Irish guy.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's cute.
And he had that show on HBO, Family Tree. I don't know whatever happened to that. Apparently, it was funny. But Nick Swardson, very funny guy. He's 40. He's in a lot of Adam Sandler movies and things like that. And he was on Reno 911. He was Terry.
Okay.
Steve Burns is 43. He was the original host of Blue's Clues. He was Steve himself.
Oh, he was Steve.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro, that's a hard one to say, is 52, did Hellboy and The Strain. Mm. Enie Kamosi is 58. Here Comes the Hot Stepper. You remember that song?
No.
Word 'em up. Anyway, I remember it and I liked it.
All right.
John O'Hurley is 62. He was Jay Peterman in Seinfeld.
Very distinctive voice. Yeah,
very
we know
distinctive.
Him. Yeah.
Scott Bakula, 62.
Okay.
That's
done a lot of stuff.
Quantum Leap himself.
Yeah, Quantum Leap.
Tony Shalhoub is 63.
That's Monk, right?
He's Monk, and he's been in all kinds of stuff. Got his start on Wings, if you remember that show.
Yeah.
And he was on Galaxy Quest and Star Trek, just Galaxy Quest.
Okay, yeah, Galaxy Quest.
Sharon Osbourne, 64.
Oh, my, we're at work.
Yeah. And we're not celebrating what's going on.
Yeah, really.
And Jackson Brown, 68. Biggest hit, Running on Empty.
Oh, yes. Robert Wool, he's an actor, a comedian, kind of funny guy, 65 years old. Mike Singletary, who's a football player for Baylor and the Chicago Bears and a Hall of Famer. 58. There you go. It's 622.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating service. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So after Hillary's robotic first debate performance, what got me thinking? Is there anything she does on the campaign trail that isn't scripted? After two bombshell reports came out this week about some recent Hillary events, seems the answer is no. Now, the New York Post is reporting that a leaked memo reveals that in February, Hillary Clinton's interview on the Steve Harvey Show was all scripted by Clinton's campaign staff, even down to a, quote, grandmother questioner in the audience. The Gateway Pundit is reporting that the Clinton campaign planted a young child actress in the audience of a Pennsylvania rally to ask Hillary a question about female body image. The actress is also the daughter of a Democratic Pennsylvania state senator. I'm beginning to think the only unscripted moment of Hillary's campaign was maybe when she fainted and she collapsed on September 11th.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Whether it's an issue caused by the very destructive Obamacare or one left over from the somewhat out-of-control healthcare system we previously operated under, additions to your medical bill can sometimes be more painful than the procedure. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, I'm not sure if this was a result of the former or the latter, but apparently a couple in Utah had recently had a baby, posted a copy of their hospital bill on Reddit. Now get this, the bill given to the unlucky couple showed a nearly $40 charge for, quote, skin-to-skin after C-sec. In other words, the couple was charged an additional $40 just to hold their son after he was born. How in the world can the hospital possibly think that's a reasonable charge? Well, a labor and delivery nurse posted a response to explain it. It seems that when a baby is born with a C-section in the operating room and the parents hold them right away, an extra nurse has to stay and monitor the baby to make sure they're okay. Well, that makes total sense, but the consensus online is still that it's a ridiculous thing to see on a hospital bill, and I agree. Rather than label it in such a way that makes it sound like a charge for holding the newborn, couldn't somebody somewhere have thought to name it something like a monitoring charge? Or really anything else that doesn't sound like the parents are required to pay for holding their child? As they say, the devil's in the details. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Snap Incorporated is working on an initial public offering that could value the fast-growing virtual messaging company at $25 billion or more, making it one of the highest-profile share debuts in years. The company, formerly known as Snapchat, is preparing the paperwork for an IPO with a view toward selling the shares as early as March. If Snap goes forward as planned, it would be the biggest company to go public on a U.S. exchange since 2014. Employers are thought to have added a solid number of jobs in September, keeping the unemployment rate at a low level. Economists expect this morning's jobs report to show the economy added 175,000 jobs and that unemployment remained at 4.9%. Long-term mortgage rates didn't move this week, remaining at their lowest level since mid-July. The average for a 30-year fix was unchanged from last week at 3.42%. The 15-year held at 2.72%. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning, it's 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW, checking some weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Pretty serious fog out there this morning, so be aware of that. It'll burn off by mid-morning, and our high today, probably about 88, because the winds are going to turn around out of the north. Matter of fact, they already have, it looks like, just haven't picked up very much. 63 for our low tonight. We'll be around 86 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 59 is the low. And then not quite so warm, probably Middle 80s at tops on Sunday and Monday. Don't forget Monday's Columbus Day. And our lows will probably be between 55 and 57, so starting to cool off again in the evenings. That's a good deal. All right, again, watch for the fog out there, and we've got 71.
You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
If you want your brain to work at its best, there are some things you can do to help it along the way throughout the day. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Today, we're all multitasking because there are just so many things to do. But actually,
the brain is designed to focus on one thing at a time. And so when we focus all of our attention and all of our brain's resources are on tap, that's when we're at our most brilliant.
Margaret Moore, author of the book Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life, says that means your brain works best when you do what's called sequential tasking,
where you focus all of your attention on one thing and then you move all of it to the next thing. You don't worry about the last task because the brain has a lot of automatic stuff going on and it'll still solve it even when you're not thinking about it. And then know when you need a brain break.
And you need a brain break because your brain has to recharge.
Where you just let your mind wander, maybe you do something physical for 2 minutes, you do sort of mindless stuff, and in not very long you can actually recharge your brain and be ready to go on the next thing.
And Margaret says your emotions have a lot to do with how well your brain works.
Negative emotions actually dim the lights in the thinking brain, while positive emotions turn up the lights and make the brain work better. And in fact, there's an optimal mathematical ratio. When you're above 3 positives to 1 negative over the course of a day, your brain will focus well. It will be more creative. And that's when the brain's working at its best.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Before the Brazos County Coalition Against Domestic Violence held its 22nd annual candlelight vigil last night, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with a Madisonville man who admitted to beating his wife and Brian last year, something done without the victim's cooperation.
28-year-old Jackie Morning was sentenced to 4 years for family assault with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, Morning struck and kicked her face and ribs. He slammed her head into the floor, and he stomped on her stomach while she was on the ground. After Morning went to sleep, the victim called her mother, complaining she could not breathe. That led to the mother taking her daughter to College Station Medical Center. DA's office thanked emergency room nurses at the Med for contacting police and performing what was described as extraordinary work. Pretending to be a Chicago gangster results in a 7-year prison term. 20-year-old Robert Reed of Bryan was sentenced this week in Brazos County District Court for criminally negligent homicide in the shooting death of a friend, Terrell Wilson, in the victim's bedroom in July 2014. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Reed said he and Wilson were pointing handguns at each other. Reed said Wilson was the first to pull the trigger, but the victim's gun did not discharge. Reed told detectives he knew there were three bullets in his gun, but he assumed he could fire a couple of blanks. Instead, one shot hit Wilson. The punishment also includes Reed's arrest last October in front of the Brazos County Administration Building on Texas Avenue. Bryan Police reported Reed was under the influence of drugs when he was proclaiming he was Jesus Christ, the King of Jerusalem. Private citizens assisted a sheriff's deputy who placed Reed in handcuffs. Then Reed was tased after starting a disturbance in an emergency room before going to jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A Kerrville boy remains hospitalized from burns he received last weekend in an incident that police are now calling horseplay. Chief David Knight says four friends were in a shed playing with fire.
One of these individuals threw gasoline on that fire, and as a result of that, there was also some splashback.
One of the four boys has been charged with arson. The fire chief says there was no attempt to hurt the boy who was burned. We're almost a month away from Brazos County's first election with an elections administrator in charge. Trudy Hancock says as the voter registration deadline approaches, a more than 10% increase puts the total over six digits for the first time.
This week, we broke 100,000 voters, registered voters for Brazos County. Currently, we're at 101,310.
The deadline to register or make changes is next Tuesday.
We suggest that you don't wait until the last minute because it is getting very hectic.
Early voting starts October 24th at any of five voting centers in Brazos County. Almost 6 weeks ago, Bryan Police announced issuing an arrest warrant for a woman accused of driving away from the Westside Walmart and dragging an officer far enough that his body cam was torn off his uniform. According to online records from the Brazos County Jail, 23-year-old Keosha Burleson of College Station was booked on charges of leaving two unattended children in her parked car and aggravated assault against a public servant. The officer who was dragged received hospital treatment for his injuries. Burleson is being held on bonds totaling $100,000. In the last 5 weeks, there have been seven armed robberies at convenience stores in Bryan. Two took place Wednesday in a 13-hour period. Police believe different suspects were involved. No one was hurt in the holdups at Sodalax Grocery and Palisota Grocery. In both robberies, two suspects used undisclosed weapons to get an undisclosed amount of money. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. One Normangy man is dead and another is in jail following a fatality crash near their hometown. The Bryan DPS office reported yesterday that an SUV rolled on a Madison County road after striking a small ditch. The man who died, 44-year-old Marcus Rivera, was a passenger. The driver, 33-year-old Gilberto Romero, was arrested on charges of intoxication, manslaughter, and failing to stop and render aid. Universities and community colleges around the country are dealing with an emergency text that applied only to one campus in Houston. A generic evacuation statement from Lone Star College's University Park location was received at other campuses who use the same alert provider. Blaine College spokesman Richard Bray says they've been in contact with the service provider since shortly after some students on Brenham campus also evacuated after receiving a text on the Blaine alert system.
Your provider hasn't notified Blaine yet that they have resolved whatever caused this to happen?
Not to my knowledge. We're looking forward to getting that resolved so it doesn't happen again.
Bray says when Blinn students receive future safety-related text messages to treat it as real, he says Blinn's alerts contain specific information, such as the location of the event, and they repeat what they text on the college's social media accounts. Bray was not aware of the text being received by any of the 12,000 students on Blinn's largest campus in Bryan. And tonight in high school football, it's an in-town showdown as A&M Consolidated heads south to take on College Station High. Listen to the Tiger broadcast here on WTAW. Pregame starts at 7 and kickoff is at 7:30. WTAW news time is 6:38. It's 71 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
And awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
If you haven't switched to Suddenlink yet, you are missing out. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. And check this out. Right now, you can get 50 meg internet for just $39.95 a month. Go switch to Suddenlink. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com. And don't forget to ask them about their unlimited data plans where you can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. So many awesome things on demand right now. The Purge election year, X-Men Apocalypse just came out. Coming up later on, they got Ghostbusters, and later on, even in the month, Independence Day Resurgence. It's great. Plus, all of your favorite fall TV shows are coming back. You don't want to miss those, and Suddenlink can make sure you can see them even if you aren't there to watch them with TiVo. Now is the time to switch to Suddenlink TV and internet during their Go Switch event. Once again, 50 meg internet, just $39.95 a month. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com today for more information.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, hey, that's us, 642. Let's do weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1982, with two-way radios and paging service, calls Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A mix of clouds and sunshine expected for today. Temperatures during this afternoon right around 90. And tonight, generally clear, with overnight low temperatures back down in the mid-60s. On Saturday, sunshine and scattered clouds, high temperatures near 85 degrees. It'll be clear at night in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies on Sunday, temperatures then around 82 to 86. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie and high school football report. Elsewhere in the SEC, Hurricane Matthew will be shaking up plans for this weekend's games. In A&M soccer, the Aggs and the Tigers played to a draw. We'll take a look at that. And in Major League Baseball, in the postseason, the Rangers were bested by the Blue Jays in Game 1 of the ALDS. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, let's see. There's a debate on Sunday, in case you care.
No.
Let me see. Oh, you got to love this. The Hill reports that abortion rights groups want to give Hillary a chance to declare her support for their cause. Going to give her that chance there.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, the leaders of eight liberal groups, including NARL, the Pro-Choice America, Planned Parenthood, and Emily's List, all sent letters yesterday urging the moderators, I guess, to ask about what they call, quote, a crisis of abortion access, end quote.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Hmm. That'll auger yourself into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, there just aren't enough places to get abortions. My gosh, can't we do something about that?
What?
I know. Well, I'm just saying. And again, it's an issue that you're not going to change anybody's mind, okay?
Mm-mm.
It's not all of a sudden today, oh, you know, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I should have agreed with you on that.
I do support you now.
So there.
Yeah, it's just not, it's so, too late in the game.
So that's it. It's a crisis in abortion access, and so they just want you to know that.
Crisis is kind of a strong word.
It is, you're right.
I would agree.
Yep. Abortion's kind of a strong word.
Well, yes, it is, indeed.
Them too. A group of 30 former GOP lawmakers signed an open letter to Republicans on Thursday, warning that Donald Trump lacks the, quote, intelligence, end quote, and temperament to be president, urging the party to reject the nominee. These are, again, 30 former GOP lawmakers.
Yep.
Former committee chairmen, lawmakers from swing states with decades of experience. In fact, one member who led the investigation on Capitol Hill into the scandals involving the Clintons. So there.
Man, this is just getting fun, more fun and more
it
fun
is.
Every day.
So, okay. So, am I right to say that if they write a letter that says Donald Trump lacks the intelligence, is it safe to assume that they believe they do have the intelligence?
Right. Yeah, no, that's a great question to ask.
Not sure if my logic professor would go for that, but
right.
Does that mean we're smart enough to know that he's not smart enough?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's,
yeah.
I mean, I think that
got,
makes
got that
sense.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, got that happen. All right, it's fine. All right, in the meantime, if you care, all that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And, let's turn to Texas. Texas legislators apparently think the people appointed to regulate campaign finance and office holding ethics are haughty.
Haughty.
Yeah.
Do they use that word?
Haughty. Yes, they do.
Wow. Okay.
Now, senators made it clear at a state affairs committee meeting this week that they are not happy at all at the Texas Ethics Commission, and revealed in an opportunity to jab and poke at the officials. You see, here's the deal. All right, we're supposed to have this ethics commission that watches out over the boys and girls in the House and Senate in Texas to make sure they behave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, who funds the ethics commission? Oh, the boys and girls who they're supposed to watch. So it's kind of like, okay, you need to be policing our actions, but, you know, just remember, we're the ones who control your purse strings.
Yeah.
Oh, just letting you know.
Who watches the watchman?
Yeah. So, they say that the commission spends too much time on, quote, nickel and dime infractions, things like that.
Huh.
They need to really go after the bad guys and girls.
Right.
Yeah. So just letting you know that they're really not happy with you. And since we got the purse strings, we're watching you. So
wow.
Okay. I don't know that that's any different in any other state, but
I know
that happens to be catching the word right now.
All right.
So anyhow,
that's fun stuff, you know.
Sure, of course it is. Actually, so that's it. Since that's all I have, I mean, I probably have information that people would be. Let me find it here. That would be more interesting than politics. Okay. Here's the science this morning from the folks over at Fox News.
Do you have a big yawn? A new study suggests the longer the yawn, the bigger the brain.
Really?
Scientists at the State University of New York in Albany studied various mammals, tracking the animal's brain weight, then calculating the length of each mammal's yawn. They say long yawns bring a rush of blood to the brain, releasing oxygen and helping the brain tissue cool off. Researchers found despite horses, camels, gorillas, and African elephants all being much larger in size than humans, they have shorter yawns than we do. It makes sense because these animals have smaller brains than ours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Yeah, my brain's smoking. I got a yawn.
So, you know, when you're watching the debate on Sunday, practice your yawn.
That's right, Zane. I'm cooling my brain off. I'm taking in too much information here.
Hold on, guys. I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah,
I'll be on it.
Yeah,
hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 8th, it's fall beekeeping. Learn how to find bees, insulate hives, and keep a healthy population. Plus, we'll tell you what you need to know if you plan to start up in the spring. This week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are two ways of thinking about fences. There are those who prefer not to see them. They're the people who long for the old-time Texas prairies and hillsides and who enjoy looking out over countryside. And then there are others who really prefer the intimacy of enclosure. They appreciate the definition that fences provide to property boundaries, to visibility, even to the responsibility of mowing, edging, and trimming. We're going to examine fences in urban gardens, but first you need to determine whether you're a person who wants to see as little fencing as possible, or if you're seeking the more confined feeling. I'll be back with details living with fences right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. You need to make a list of functions that your fences will be performing. It's going to be a simple list. It should include enclosure of pets and children, privacy, security, and noise deadening. Those are some things you might want to consider. Some people even install fences just as an aesthetic visual break between one part of a landscape and another. As example, you'll see rail fences erected simply as means of supporting climbing roses. Once you have your list prepared, decide which of those functions is most critical to your family's needs. You'll then want to list the various types of fencing that are available to you. As you're doing so, you will certainly start considering how each type will perform in meeting the needs you just prioritized, as well as how they'll compare in cost. Here are some types you ought to consider. Western Red Cedar Wood Fencing is the standard company-issue fencing of many Texas neighborhoods. It's good on privacy and enclosure, fair on security and sound deadening, and depending on how it's installed and landscaped, fair to good on attractiveness. Comparative cost is low, but so is life expectancy, 10 to 15 years. Painted or stained pressure-treated pine fencing. One example would be old-fashioned picket fencing. That type of fence can be fair to good on privacy. You can use a double row of pickets, for example, to make it quite difficult to peer through the fence. And if it's painted or stained regularly, it'll last a long time. Vinyl fencing has come a long way in its 50 years of study. Many styles and colors are available, most of them resembling painted wood in look and features. It costs more than wood, but the good brands have long-time warranties against failure from exposure to sun and heat and cold. Split rail fencing gives a rustic look, but it doesn't hold up very long. It's beautiful for climbing roses, but you're going to have to take really good care of it and know that you'll have to replace it after 8 or 10 years. Welded wire fencing, that will give you a beautiful open look, and it will be perfect on enclosure, not so good on security, not so good on privacy. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in almost all respects. It's the longest lasting, most attractive, and most expensive fence you can erect. It's just beautiful. And of course, masonry walls, that just takes it to a new level. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football and, of course, college football tomorrow. And with your Aggie and high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
It's the backyard battle on the south side of town tonight as undefeated College Station plays host to 3-2 A&M Consolidated. Cougars broadcast is on the Zone 102.7 FM and Tigers coverage on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 2-3 Bryan looks to pick up its first district win of the year when it welcomes 0-6 Waco University to town on Sports Radio 1150. And Rudder tries to put a stop to a four-game skid when it visits Temple over on Willie 1550. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. 0-5 Navasota kicks off district play against visiting Huffman Hargrave at 7 on Willie 97.7. And 4-2 Buffalo hosts 2-3 Marlin at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. St. Joe's and Brazos Christian have the week off. Eighth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up for its biggest game of the year when it takes on ninth-ranked Tennessee this Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin with his thoughts on the Volunteers.
Really good defense with high-level athletes, a lot of speed. They're one of the top special teams teams in this league. One of the top kickoff return, got great speed across the field. So when you have a team like that, you are explosive. And you combine that with a quarterback who's been there and done that and seen that, you're a confident unit. So, you know, we've got a huge challenge.
Kickoff between the Aggs and Vols is set for tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 1:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in the SEC, Hurricane Matthew's powerful charge through Florida has caused the postponement of 18th-ranked Florida's game against LSU and Florida Atlantic's clash with Charlotte, both of which were scheduled for tomorrow. Saturday night's game between number 23 Florida State visiting number 10 Miami remains on the top 25 docket but could be moved, and Georgia's contest at South Carolina was pushed back to Sunday. Also, the Tulane at Central Florida game will be played next month instead of today. Meanwhile, in A&M soccer, the Aggies and the Missouri Tigers played to a 1-1 draw Thursday evening at Ellis Field. The Aggs next take on Tennessee in Knoxville Sunday, October 9th at 4 p.m. Pre-game's at 3:45, and you can catch that game on Willie 1550 a.m. In Major League Baseball,
the 2-2 pitch lined up the middle, base hit center field. Donaldson scores. Edwin stops at second. And Bautista extracting a little bit of revenge himself, goes back to first. He's given the Blue Jays a 2-0 lead.
Marco Estrada took a shutout into the ninth inning. Jose Bautista hit a long punctuating 3-run homer, and the Toronto Blue Jays opened their AL Division Series rematch with a 10-1 romp over the Texas Rangers on Thursday. Jose Bautista, who had the emphatic bat flip after his tie-breaking homer in the ALDS clincher last October against the Rangers and got punched the last time the Blue Jays played in Texas in May, drove in 4 runs. Bautista says he's not bitter.
I'm not looking for revenge. I'm looking to win ball games, like I said, and that's entirely what my focus is on, and hopefully I get to keep it there.
He had an RBI single in Toronto's 5-run third off all-star left-hander Cole Hamels. Troy Tulowitzki hit a bases-loaded triple for the Blue Jays. Toronto's won 4 straight overall, including an 11-inning 5-2 victory over Baltimore in the AL wildcard game Tuesday night. Game 2 of the ALDS is today in Arlington at 12:08 p.m., and you can catch that game on The Zone as well. Also for the Rangers, they've honored Bobby Jones' half-century in baseball with a first pitch in a 1965 red Ford Mustang convertible. Jones, a former outfielder and coach who is now the team's replay coordinator, threw out the ceremonial first pitch before Texas played its AL Division Series opener. In the NFL, Thursday Night Football had David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald each scoring 2 touchdowns as the Arizona Cardinals picked up a 33-21 road win against the San Francisco 49ers. Despite the team being 2-3, Fitzgerald's pretty positive about the win.
Whenever your leader is down, you know, we miss Carson. I mean, he's our bell cow. But Drew did a great job of stepping in. I don't think anybody pressed. I think everybody understood, you know, getting yourself in a 1-4 hole was something that's pretty much insurmountable. To be able to get to 2-3 really is encouraging.
Johnson ran for 157 yards on 27 carries, including a 4-yard TD following a fumbled kickoff return by Chris Davis. Niners quarterback Blaine Gabbert threw for a touchdown and ran for another, but was picked off twice and sacked in the end zone for a safety. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, look, Santa's Wonderland is hiring for seasonal positions.
What kind of people are they looking for?
They want folks of all ages with a positive and enthusiastic personality that enjoy spreading the Texas Christmas spirit.
Sounds great, but what about the pay?
Believe it or not, all positions start at $10 an hour.
I'm in. How do we apply?
We can go online to santas-wonderland.com and apply right now.
Santa's Wonderland is an equal opportunity employer in College Station on Highway 6 across from Texas World Speedway.
Apply now. Santas-Wonderland.com.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M Athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
Hallmark.
Fabric Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls, Harper and Maggie. Their goal is to promote literacy and well-being across the Brazos Valley to in-need children. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive October 22nd from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used books along with any monetary donations to the collection event. Log on to booksinablanket.com or Twin Oaks HHW.